Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com. Down to Biscayne.
Yikes. 5 on the floor, ride for my dogs. Where here's the thing, you can check the score. Hustle hard, couple scars, wearing bubble frogs. Just like Buckley said, you in trouble, y'all. Kept the floor playing, got an all band. Y'all seen the block, stop with one hand. And Pat, we trust, it's power, have the guts. We're here to bring the heat, y'all can hang it up.
Welcome to 5 on the Floor, a daily insider show on the Miami Heat and the NBA, featuring Ethan Skolnick, Greg Sylvander, and Alex Toledo, plus others from the 5 Reasons Sports Network.
Wait a second. This isn't fool's gold for the Miami Heat. Anyway, welcome in to Floor is Yours, an extension of 5 on the Floor here on the 5 Reasons Sports Network. This is an episode that we're doing on the YouTube channel, but it is going to go to our podcast feed. Here's who we've got today. Here's the floor plan. I'll get to this, and then I'll get to the advertisers, the opposite of what I usually do. Got Greg Sylvander. You can follow him at Greg Sylvander. We got Brian Fonseca. You can follow him at Brian Fonseca NY. Again, I'm Ethan Skolnick. You can follow me at Ethan J. Skolnick. And at 5 Reasons Sports, we're going to tell you about one of our sponsors first. If you need a consulting company, this is the place to go. They're based right here in the Pembroke Pines area. They service all of South Florida. It's odmpsi.com. That's odmpsi.com. PSI.com. That's again, ODM Performance Solutions. They've got everything from C-suite level leadership that connect you to all the way down the chain, as well as call centers. Just waiting for Manny to put that up. Is that up? That's not up. Okay. ODMPSI.com. There we go. We get it done for you. Again, management consulting and everything else that you need. So look, if you're not the big boss of your company, tell the big boss about them. Big Miami Heat fans there as well, I can tell you. So reach out to Josh and the team. Again, it's ODMPSI.com. All right, let's get to it. We're going to focus a lot on viewer comments today, okay? But we do have some information that we do want to share. It's just going to be the three of us, but we will be interacting with all of you in the comment stream. That's why we decided to do a stream tonight instead of doing a podcast like we ordinarily would. So, Greg, let's get to it. What is the latest that you've heard? A lot of this you've put up on our Off the Floor feed, which you can find at winnow.app. /off the floor. We just gave away $100 in prize picks there. Greg, what do you got?
Yeah, so at about 2:30, I text this to our Off the Floor subscribers. Shout out to all of y'all. And I love all the replies and the interaction. So shout out to y'all. This is kind of the latest. I've been able to confirm that the Heat have been in contact with the Utah Jazz over there's a bunch of players on that roster that I think the Heat are interested in, but it's really led by Jared Vanderbilt. So That was the first bit of news per source. They've also checked back in on Nerlens Noel, which was something that I didn't expect personally. I think he's still a clutch guy, so that's interesting. Maybe that rumor can be debunked finally if Nerlens Noel is an option. They're keeping tabs on Serge Ibaka. I had heard about maybe some smaller deals that could come to fruition, but that's probably more of a buyout situation. Mm-hmm. And then the last thing is that the more I ask around, the more the D'Angelo Russell name for Kyle Lowry comes up. I am not willing to go there yet because I've heard nothing that I can confirm. But I would wonder if someone like Naz Reid coming back with D'Angelo Russell and the flexibility that comes with an expiring D'Angelo Russell, if that would sway Miami at all. But again, that part of it, the very end there, is speculation on my part.
All right, we will get some more of the comments here. We appreciate them. Super chat comments we will obviously get to. We will read all of those. I just have one thing to add based on some conversations with some in the organization over the past 48 hours myself, which is this. They like their team, and I don't mean that in the way that that should get clipped and like they don't want to do anything. That's not what I mean. They like their team enough that the push is going to be forward instead of in any way backwards. Okay. So I just want to, it does not mean an all in push, but it means that the recent play and the fact that Eric Spoelstra has seemed to get some control over the roster and the rotation and get it moving in the right direction. Connection has been a little bit better between some of the players of late. Most of the team is now healthy. They've gotten contributions from guys that maybe we didn't expect, like Haywood Highsmith, who was actually terrific last night, and Orlando Robinson, who has been a big upgrade in the backup center role. But there is a feeling now that they can compete with an upgrade of some sort. And they take a look at the other teams up there in the conference, and Boston is good. But as we saw, and I know they didn't have the starting backcourt last night, but they are flawed. Milwaukee, you know, can't seem to stay consistently healthy, and they haven't really gotten on the kind of run that they typically get on. Philadelphia is still kind of figuring things out. They're bringing Maxey off the bench tonight. I found that interesting. So we'll see. And again, we know that the Sixers are beatable in a playoff series. The Nets, what are they going to look like when Durant actually comes back? We'll see. I mean, that team easily fractures. And Cleveland has come back to the pack just a little bit. So when you look at all of that, you say, okay, we know right now as currently constituted, the Miami Heat are not good enough to get out of the Eastern Conference. I think all three of us agree on that. They're not getting out of the East with what they currently have, right?
Agree.
Okay. But could they get out of the East if they catch a couple breaks, the right opponents, and they've made a significant enough upgrade that they're filling their 8 or 9-man rotation in the playoffs with players who are actually in their correct roles, okay? That's kind of where they're at right now. And so, again, the push is forward. That's why they say they like their team. This is not, well, we're going to run it back until the end of the season. No, they are actively looking to upgrade, as Greg mentioned. Now, some of the guys may not be major upgrades in the minds of many, you know, Linick, you know, or yep. Jared Vanderbilt, et cetera. But they're up.
Beasley.
Right, exactly. But they're upgrades from what they've had. All right, Brian, I'll go to you on this because you are not on our Power Forward podcast. I recommend that one. We went through about a dozen possible power forwards. If I was to say you the dream scenario for the Miami Heat at that position right now is what?
I mean, the dream one is OG Anunoby. Now, I don't know if you can get that done, but like that's the guy, right? But I think there's going to be too much competition for that realistically because you're looking at Duncan for salary purposes, but you're looking at two firsts at least. And they can probably find two firsts that are better than Miami's two firsts, given Miami's history of actually being competitive. That being a dream scenario, right? It's OG Anunoby. But in terms of the other good ones, Greg, you just mentioned Jared Vanderbilt. That's one that I like a lot. And we talked about this yesterday, a five on the floor. I think that what you should be looking at if you're the Heat front office is a package deal, not just trade for a four, but get a four and a shooting guard, someone who can actually shoot in the back front of the backcourt, or get a four and a big, or you could potentially get all three positions in one shot. You got three guys in that Jay Crowder, Andre Iguodala deal that we talk about so often. It's not impossible to do that, right? It's just going to be very hard mathematically. But I think more so, like I mentioned, the Malik Beasley and Jared Vanderbilt package, potentially Kelly Olynyk instead of Malik Beasley. I think that would make a lot of sense. If you get two bigs, that would be good because this team is pretty small as we've seen, right? You look at Detroit, there's Bojan Bogdanović, who I'm not very excited about, but if you package him in with Nerlens Noel, I feel better about that. Because Bojan Bogdanović, while he's going to add to your offense because of the shooting and because he can play off of Bam, he can play off of really anybody on this Heat roster, but he's not going to add a lot in terms of rebounding and defense. So I would need like a Nerlens Noel. Bojan Bogdanović is someone that's going to be, that's going to be a competitive market. So maybe you can go to Sadiq Bey instead. That might be easier cap wise as well. You're going to have to extend them at some point, not this summer. He's going to be eligible this summer, but you don't have to extend them right away. And then the real sort of like dream scenario being OG Anunoby, can you even make it a bigger trade and add in like a Chris Boucher or a Thad Young? That's interesting to me. But again, is the Kyle Lowry contract with draft picks or whatever it is that going to be enough? And then there's another scenario where I'd be watching Portland. I don't know what they're going to do. Yeah. But Jeremy Grant is one of the few expiring contracts that I'd feel comfortable trading for, because I think you could extend him and he could play long-term next to Jimmy, next to Bam, next to Hero, and you can sort of figure that out as well.
I love that idea.
Yeah, and we do see Portland's imploding right now. I think one of the things that's happened actually is that some of the teams in the Pacific Division who have not played up to expectations, whether it's Golden State, the Clippers, Phoenix, and obviously the Lakers with their named players, they're all starting to get guys healthy now. So Portland's getting buried in the West, it appears. And so I do think that they'll make significant changes. Now, we've not heard anything about Dame asking out, but I do think that they'll kind of keep changing the core. Jeremy Grant would be a dream scenario for me. I would extend him, actually. I think that that makes sense. Now, the Anunoby thing is interesting, of course, because there's history there. The Heat have loved him since the draft. We obviously know that he played for a coach that the Heat are very familiar with in college. So there's a hell of a lot of interest there. So, you know, but how many first round picks do you give up? And Brian, you mentioned something that's a little problematic for the Heat out there in the trade market, which is that, you know, their first round picks are not worth as much as some other teams' first round picks because they don't tank. So, you know, even it's not even a protection thing. You're just not getting the kind of value. So you almost have, they almost have to get first round picks from other teams that might be more valuable, might be closer to the middle of the first round or a little bit higher than some of the other teams that we're talking about. Let's get to some of the comments here and then we'll circle around. From Donut Dan, yes, please, Jeremy Grant. I think that that's an option. Van Lee, too many whales available this summer. I think we work around the edges. Our defense is elite, needs some fringe shooters. They are looking for shooting. There's no question. And the other thing about getting a shooter is if they don't trade Strus, but they do trade Robinson one way or the other, they know that they need another shooter in the system. Yeah. They don't have shooting in the system right now. So it gives you a little bit more flexibility with Max's contract situation coming up if you've actually added someone who can be a shooter. I mean, you know, Haywood Highsmith is not projected as a shooter, even though he made four threes the other night. Greg, when we talk about Anunoby, is he worth, in your view, kind of going all in on? And I'm not saying all in like the Mitchell thing or the Durant thing, but I mean, you're going to be sacrificing a large number of your assets or your acquired assets to get him. Is he good enough? I mean, I love him as a player, but is he good enough for that? Like, if that's the last piece that you're adding to this team around, say, Tyler and Jimmy and Bam, is that a championship contender?
I would take the risk. I think if it cost you two first round picks and Brian, just, I'm sorry, yo, but and Nikola Jovic, I think like that's like the kind of all-in move that I think we typically see Pat Riley do. We don't see him minimize risk at a moment when you have a team that at least has somewhere deep down in that core an Eastern Conference Finals run amongst them. And Jimmy obviously is still Jimmy, and Bam and Tyler have all individually been great. So I think he is actually one of the few guys that, because of his fit, because of his skill set, because of his age, is kind of a player that also can contribute now but stick around for the future. So he's one of the few guys that I actually think it would be worth going in that direction. I just can't help but feel like somebody would come out of nowhere and outbid Miami. The only thing that Miami has in their favor is if somehow, some way, this becomes a Kyle Lowry reunion story. And I know that I'm making a lot of assumptions to go there, but that's the only way that Miami gets a direct line here, where I think that they get outbid otherwise.
Is there value in just keeping the Lowry contract for the summer?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, there is. that because it's going to be more valuable in the summer because it's going to be expiring. And I think that's the thing that people may miss here. Yes, there's a lot of there are a lot of Heat fans that want to get Kyle Lowry out of the team. But realistically, one, it's not going to be easy to do. But two, you probably want to hold on to that contract for June and July, because that's one of the contracts you could actually move, especially in an era where cap space kind of overrated. It's not 2010 anymore, where like you're looking at free agents hitting the market, like guys are re-signing deals.
Actually, Brian, it has virtually no value. I mean, Pat kind of hit on that even before the Jimmy acquisition, that's just not even in the equation anymore. Like you're not holding cap space for anybody. I mean, in 2010, we talk about it, but that was a debate 2008, 2009. You know, when Dwayne was at the peak of his powers, and it was kind of like, okay, do you go get Lamar Odom? Do you go get Mo Williams? Do you go get at this stage? Like, you don't worry about that. You're
going to no one takes
over
less
the cap and under the tax, basically.
You said it before.
We're talking about
PJ Tucker was like one of the biggest free agent acquisitions last year. PJ Tucker.
He was the second biggest contract to change teams after Jalen Brunson, which just tells you everything. Let's get to some of the comments. I'll read them so people can hear them on the podcast feeds as well. From Welsh, you have upgrade the power forward and shooting right now and use Lowry's expiring in the summer. I think that's the most likely scenario here.
Agreed.
Something that they do.
Also, for what it's worth on the OG Anunoby front, this is part of the appeal for trading for him. He's at $17 million this year, and he has $18.6 next year, and he has a player option the year after that. So he's somebody who's like under contract. He'll probably opt out by then for more money, but you have him for at least more than a season.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to outperform that contract. There's no question. He is absolutely a Heat player. Like, there's no if they acquired him, I don't think anybody would be like, why did they do that? Is he undersized as a four? Nobody will be concerned about that, I don't think. From Aaron Anders, so if Lowry's traded, you're good starting Gabe for the rest of the season. Is he the future long-term for the Heat? I'm good starting him the rest of the season. Is he the future? They'll determine that with an extension. I'll say this about that, okay? Mm. The same people are in charge that have done this kind of thing before. Tim Hardaway was declining towards the end of his Heat tenure. People don't remember that, or they're not old enough to remember that he was not on good terms with the organization. By the end, he was unhappy about some of the clauses in his contract, the 3-to-1 assist to turnover, the fat clause. Okay. All that stuff that they used to put in there, when you could put some of that stuff in there, and he was not performing at a high level. He was dealing with a foot injury for a lot of the time. And Anthony Carter, who's now on staff, was ready. I mean, they felt he was ready, and he won them a playoff series against Detroit. He played well against the Knicks, and they went with him. And, you know, everybody mocked that contract because he didn't work out so well. And then, of course, that led to them getting Shaq when Bill Duffy didn't file the papers and all that. But they liked AC, and it's a very similar situation here. And then you kind of project a little bit forward. They've done that at the point guard position. They did it with Norris Cole, too, actually, a friend of ours here in the network, where – you know, they went with Norris. They made Norris a starter. They moved on from Rio to a certain extent and eventually traded Rio. And again, Norris was then traded too, as they kind of reshuffled things. But it's a very similar situation there.
One other thing that I think we just have to consider is that with them up against the tax, with Tyler Hero's extension kicking in and his salary going up exponentially from this year on his rookie deal to his new extension, if they don't make some sort of cost-cutting move at some point, whether it's Duncan Robinson or it's Kyle Lowry, I don't know that it's realistic to think that they're going to be able to retain both Max Strus and Gabe Vincent, because they basically just have their exceptions to work with. Mm-hmm. And I think that they wouldn't just give them to both of those guys and come back with the same team for another year. That doesn't sound right to me. So unless they make big shakeups elsewhere, I think that they definitely need to think about who is around for long term.
Brian, I'm going to throw this at you, Brian, because I think you're going to have a different answer than the four of us. Well, I don't know that I necessarily had this answer. I was kind of unsure, but then three of the other guys on Five on the Floor had. What to you is worth more to another team in a trade, not to the Heat, but to another team, Nikola Jovic or the Heat's 2023 pick?
It's the first round pick, because I think internally Jovic probably has more value here, as he should, because the Heat, I mean, we've talked about their developmental success, and this is part of the, you want to call it controversy, quote unquote, is that when you're looking at Gabe Vincent being made into a player, Max Strus being made into a player, it's like, imagine what they can do with someone who had more of a pedigree younger, more talent, a first round pick like Nikola Jovic and like, you know, some of the guys that like Cam Reddish has been linked to this team, right? I don't know if that's going to happen and I'm not sure I would do it, but guys who have that level of talent, imagine what they can do in developmental. But for another team, I think they value the first round pick because they get to decide what they want to do with that pick. And the unknown is often more attractive, especially if you're another front office who's like, yeah, and you're going to get that first round pick with 4 years of control where Jovic has three more and he's coming off an injury.
A couple things that come in here. One comment from, I believe, Dean, before I get to this one, that came in from Dean was, I think Strus will command more from around the league, so Vincent is likely the one they retain. I have talked to a couple of agents about that. They agree with that. They think Strus will make more money than Vincent on the open market, even with his decline in shooting this year. I had one agent tell me $80 million. I was like, that surprises me. I don't think it's going to be anywhere close to that. And I do not think the Heat are going to go that direction again. They just did that.
No.
I don't believe that. Let me ask you before I get to this next comment here. Greg, do you think that Duncan Robinson has played his last game for the Miami Heat?
Maybe not yet. Well, yeah, because he's out. That's true. Yes, I do. I think that they actually find something for Duncan here at the deadline. I think that it may cost them that 2023 pick. They put some lottery protection on that thing, and I think that they actually are going to figure something out with his deal.
All right, we'll get some more comments in a second. Before we do, I do want to tell you about a great sponsor of the 5 Years of Sports Network. It's Prize Picks. Use that code 5, F-I-V-E. Get that initial deposit matched up to $100. Go to prizepicks.com. Or you can download it from the Google Play Store or the Apple App Store. You can play 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 players together. There are no rollovers. Literally, when they give you the free money that they're going to give you, you can use it right away. Okay? It's automatic. Boom. Okay? I can't snap. There you go. Go to prizepicks.com. Use that code FIVE. And again, get that initial deposit matched up to $100. You guys need to be on there. Our whole network is doing this stuff, promoting it. And you know, you're missing out if you're not at this point. I mean, that's what we've built a lot of this network around. Of late, we'll be doing it before the NFL games coming up this weekend. Hey, it's Ethan Skolnick for 5 on the Floor and the 5 Reasons Sports Network. We know that the Miami Heat, they're typically pretty careful with their money. They don't overpay for players, kind of keep it in the range. But there have been mistakes. Think back to Hassan Whiteside, James Johnson, Dion Waiters, to name a few. Well, you don't want to make a mistake with your hard-earned cash. You don't want to get a service or a product that's overpriced or underperforms. That's why we recommend Harry's. Harry's razors, I use them. Why do I use them? Because, well, I can't really grow a beard. It takes me forever. It looks ridiculous. So I want to make sure that it's shaved properly. So I look somewhat presentable when I'm going to the Heat games. You can check out Harry's as well. German engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. Customizable delivery options for scheduled refills as low as $2, half of what you pay for the other big brands. And you can get a 5-blade razor, a weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/5. That's right. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/5. Again, that's harrys.com/5 for a $3 trial set.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor.
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
All right, let's blitz through some more comments here. I saw that comment about Hero, so let's get to that one. If you can find that one again, Manny. Otherwise, we paraphrase it here. It comes in from Van. Teams are going to double Hero in the clutch in May or June. Need a guy that can make open shots. I mean, they just need a guy who can make open shots. Period. The numbers on the open shots are remarkable. They are generating as many open shots per possession as pretty much any team in the league, and they are making fewer than any team in the league. There is some progression to the mean that should happen at some point. But we're 50 games into the season, and it hasn't happened yet. So there we go. Somebody at Miami Heat Source Destination asked me if it was Struce's agent who said $80 million. No, but it's an agent who thinks he's a pretty good player. I'll just say that. This comes in from Mr. Fresco here. Sending Jovic elsewhere, stupid high IQ shooter and young to develop. No question. It just agreed. Comes down to, you know, whether or not they're going to, you know, they value him enough that they'll keep him out of all these trades. But why is this saying Ethan Smiley knows something Duncan has done? I don't know anything about that. It's a question I doubt. Like, who plays first, Deadman or Duncan? But Deadman's actually like mobile at this. I mean, well, Duncan's mobile, but he's got the hand injury. So I was just asking the question. That's all. But anyway, where was I? I'm sorry.
Someone earlier mentioned the Clippers forwards. And I do think that, I mean, we kind of got away from like Marcus Morris at some point, but I don't know, Greg or Ethan, do you guys have intel that suggests that that's somewhat that they circle back to? Because I feel like that's the kind of forward that they tend to get.
It's not something that I have heard lately. I know that they've expressed interest in Marcus Morris before. They like his game. They like Markieff Morris's game as well. Marcus Morris is better than Markieff Morris.
Yeah.
So that wouldn't surprise me. The bigger thing was, you know, hearing Kevin O'Connor of The Ringer say that the Clippers would have interest in Kyle Lowry. I think that opens up a whole different landscape of what trades can look like if that actually is something that they're looking for a quarterback. I was looking at some of their box scores recently just to get an idea. They have no point guard running that team.
Nope.
So if there's credence to that, like, I think that is interesting because they have an overabundance of the players that Miami lacks. So that'll be interesting to see if they do become, you know, trade partners, but it's not something I've heard yet personally.
Well, add to this, Kyle Lowry and Kawhi Leonard won a championship together.
Mm. So true. Exactly.
There's very good history there. And
they're not dangling Paul George out there, are they?
I mean, if they are, that's a conversation that the Heat should have.
Of course.
although
Ethan, you've heard from folks out west that Robert Covington could be a name. That was a while ago.
Can he still play though? That's my question. Yeah. Like, I feel like
he's always been kind of overrated. Honestly,
he's got quick hands. But I mean, at this point, like, is he a significant upgrade? I mean, let's just ask this question here, and let's be fair to some of the guys on the roster. Okay. Mm-hmm. Like, at this point, you know, you guys got to be a significant upgrade to Haywood Highsmith. And I'm not saying that you're planning on Haywood Highsmith being your starting four going into the postseason, although I think the Highsmith-Martin conversation is one we should actually have on a podcast coming up, because it does seem like there's a tilt towards Highsmith lately from Spoelstra. But, I do think, before we're going to talk about trading for a guy, like, is the guy a significant upgrade? Does he provide something significantly different? Like Kelly Olynyk may not be a significant upgrade at this stage over what Haywood Highsmith has given them lately, but he gives them something significantly different. He's more of a range shooter. He's going to operate from different parts of the floor. He's a much better ball handler, obviously. Rebounding wise, I don't know. I might even take Highsmith, honestly, because he plays above his size. Kelly plays below his size. But that's what I'm saying. Like, it has to be somebody who either gives you something different or something much better. And I don't know that Robert Covington at this stage gives you something much better. I mean, it's got to be a guy who's going to play in an 8 or 9 man rotation in the playoffs and is going to be a possible closer if they need him. That is what you're looking for here.
And if it's not going to be a frontline player, like, let's just say that they're resigned to the fact that they're sticking with this lineup and they're going with it and they need to fortify the front court, whatever player they get, yeah, they need a four, but Bam needs a backup too. And Orlando Robinson, yep, while he's played well in a playoff series, high leverage situations, I don't know if we want to rely on that. So whoever the player is that does come needs to have the ability to play the five. And I don't know that Robert Covington or Marcus Morris necessarily are built for that particular role.
All right, I'm going to have Manny put up one more sponsor here. So give him some time to do that. It's our sponsor, Better Edge. So go to Better Edge. .com. While we're doing that, we'll get to some comments to close this episode. Again, go to Better Edge. It's BETTOREDGE.com/5reasons. Go there and you'll get $20 to play. This is peer-to-peer betting. Just so go there and check that one out. This, again, is legal in the state of Florida and 44 other states. They're not based in Costa Rica. They're based literally in Minneapolis. Okay. So this is legal. This is not a bunch of people showing up at your door, giving you money orders, okay, and all that stuff, and you can't get your money. And also, the great thing about it is you can find the line you want, because, again, you're betting against other people on the site. You're not betting against the book. So the lines are a little bit different, and there can be a lot better for you. So go to betteredge.com, betteredge.com/5reasons, and that's with the number 5 reasons, and you will get $20 free to start playing. You can play on our contest as well. All right, Manny, we're going to blitz through. Like, give me 5 comments here. You just throw them up. We'll do 5 comments. We'll close this episode. Appreciate Brian joining us here today. This comes in from Miami Heat Source Destination, which you can find on Facebook. That one I know for sure. I can't believe I'm sitting here actually thinking, I hope we trade for Kelly Olynyk.
Likewise.
Olynyk, look, but Greg, you mentioned, and both of you have mentioned, guys who could potentially close. Mm-hmm. An Olynyk and Vanderbilt package, I think, is one of the better and smarter things you could actually do, because you get someone with familiarity with how the Heat operate with Kelly Olynyk, who can fit next to Bam and whoever else on the roster. And then Jared Vanderbilt is somebody who you have under control for another year after this season and could extend them, and is someone you can groom a little bit because he's very young and talented.
No doubt. Get to another comment here. A lot of Mo Bamba comments coming in here. Yes. There we go. Our friend Eternal, the Vic Oladipo supporter. Mo Bamba he was right about Vic. I'll say this about Mo. You talk about somebody who can give you something a little different than what they have. He's that. And we talk about the Heat developing players, and, you know, maybe they should develop a guy with a higher upside this time. So I'm not against that. We know Orlando's got a ton of bigs. They could play 5 7-footers on the floor if they want. So that is a potential option that may not be overly expensive.
$10.3 million this year, Mo Bamba, and a partial guarantee for next year. And if you add in like a Gary Harris or a Terrence Ross for shooting.
I was just going to say, watch for Gary Harris.
That gets you into the low 20 millions or something like
Terrence
that.
Terrence Ross is one of those guys, though, who after torching the Heat for years would come here and shoot 22% from three.
Yeah.
That's what we would look at. All right, three more here. Real Issues Podcast. What's your ideal trade package for all the guys, you guys, that wouldn't drain all of our assets? We mentioned the Utah one. I think that I like the Marcus Morris idea. Honestly, I feel like people I think are turned off to it because of what Markieff Morris didn't provide. Marcus is a much better player. So that is somewhat attractive to me. I don't love the D'Angelo Russell stuff. I understand trying to move Lowry's contract, but then you're going to have one of these in-between decisions with D'Angelo Russell, and I don't like those. He's not good enough as a defensive player and in terms of consistency, in my view, to give big money to be part of the core of this team. But are you trading for him as a rental? I'm not a huge fan of that one. All right, two more here from Manny. And again, we appreciate Manny Chang producing here for us tonight. Levi Shaw, would you take Jonathan Isaac?
Never, ever, ever. I don't care how good he is. I never want him to play for the Miami Heat ever.
I know there are off the floor, as we say, reasons for that. I understand that. But as a player?
No, it's done. He's right. Not playing
for as a player. I mean, we don't even know what he is.
I am the ultimate authority as it relates to this topic, and that is the Miami Heat. He is not playing for the franchise. Moving on.
In fairness, though, Ethan, like, I don't know. This is probably the last market you want to put him in terms of like how, yeah, just all the shit going on down there. Yeah, I don't know.
I understand. I'm not arguing with that. I was saying he's kind of the perfect big next to Bam. Well, he's not a big, but you know what I mean.
Ethan, from you of all people.
I'm just
breaking my Google heart.
You know where I lie politically. So I'm trying to avoid all of that conversation. You know where I'm at. You know that that's not probably something that Mickey and would take on either. But I'm just saying, like, as a player, he's an interesting player if he's healthy. Keep it going here. Let's go with two more here before we close. Two more from Welsh. You think they could pull off an Olynyk Vandal Beasley package, Greg?
Not unless they were including Lowry, and I don't think that that's viable. So unlikely that you could get all three.
All right, let's close it. Give me one more. One more. Manny's
people,
looking for the best.
Asking about Jay Rich. Is it going to be one of
best
those?
Best possible comment here.
Maybe for a second round pick, but I don't know that he moves.
You could
the
do
needle.
Jay Rich and Doug McDermott.
PJ Washington may not get extended in Charlotte, so he could be available, but I think it would need to come with a shiny new extension pronto. So
we'll here's a that. Comment from our host of 3 yards per carry, which you should check out.
Shout out.
Posted in an episode.
Yeah.
From Alfredo Arteaga. Luke Kennard's minutes have been steadily reduced all season. As if they're saving for something injured now, I would explore that Clippers roster. They're a one-stop shop. Also, they have a good relationship with Lawrence Frank. That's helpful. That does matter. There's a trust level there with him. So that wouldn't be too bad. Eternal, we give you one more. Why not? How about Buddy and Miles shooting and size? Well, that's a dream package. That's going to cost you more.
Mm. Yeah.
But I mean, you need Lowry for that.
I think it would cost what OG would cost, essentially.
Okay.
Like in terms of draft capital, draft capital.
I think you need Lowry's contract for that. I'd do it, but I don't know if Indiana would. Luke Kennard, just for housekeeping here, $13.7 million this year, $14.7 the next. And then has an option, a club option, for 14.7 the year after.
Well, that's the difference between him and Duncan.
Yeah. And if you get him and Marcus Morris or something like that, that's going to – like, good luck trying to match a salary. I mean, if they want Kyle Lowry, though, that's one way to do it.
I mean, if you find a taker for Kyle Lowry that's going to get you something significant back, I'm in favor of that. I just think most of what we're going to see out there, they're going to be better off holding Kyle's contract to the summer. All right, thanks to Greg. Follow him at Greg Sylvander, Brian Fonseca. Follow him at Brian Fonseca NY. Check out Prize Picks. Use the code 5, ODMPSI.com. Again, tell your boss about them. Just tell them they're great. They are. And also, of course, Prize Picks. Use that code 5. FIVE. Have a good night, everybody.
Thank you for listening to the Five on the Floor on the Five Regional Sports Network.